Lawyers for the Australian nun facing deportation from the Philippines say they will appeal the government's decision to revoke her missionary visa. Sister Patricia Fox was arrested last week after President Rodrigo Duterte accused her of disorderly conduct for attending political rallies. They've also cited her participation in a fact-finding mission on the southern Philippines island of Mindanao. Immigration officials say Sister Patricia engaged in activities that are not allowed under the terms of her visa and have given her 30 days to leave. To talk about her ordeal, I'm delighted to be joined by Sister Patricia Fox. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Firstly, how are you doing? You've been in the country 27 years. How are you feeling about potentially having to leave?
Very distressing, actually, yes.
What has your mission involved in the Philippines?
Well, it's involved a lot of things, but a lot of the work I've been doing is justice and peace work. I wrote a letter yesterday saying how, you know, I've been living in the countryside, and when you're working with farmers and tribal people, you get to know their problems. And certainly the problem is to do with production of their crops and the selling and all that. And then you start to see the systemic problems. And so you start to join them in their calls, you know, for land, for better prices, for just wages, and also for human rights.
So you're saying this is kind of standard for people who are there to help, that they understand what's happening for the people on the ground and get involved with their causes?
Yes, yes. And we're saying, you know, that's consistent with your missionary work of living out the gospel, you know, to be with the poor, the oppressed, and be the voice of the voiceless.
What do you say to people who say it's political work, that it's overtly political work?
In one way, all of life is political, but it's not. It's to stand with people when they're asking for justice, for human rights. A church work too. It's a call of the universal church. It's not partisan politics.
So you've decided to contest this. You're going to challenge this ruling that you have 30 days to leave. Mm-hmm. What's the advice that you're getting? Are you likely to be able to overturn that?
Well, we're asking for due process, actually, because what happened was when I was arrested, the order from the Bureau of Immigration was to give the intelligence community 5 more days to produce evidence because there wasn't enough. And then I would have 10 days to submit a counter-affidavit. Now, what they've done is, on the day that the 5 days was up, without us having any extra evidence or any notification, they've issued this order.
Are you planning on challenging the government on their human rights policies?
Well, there are groups here who challenge the government on their human rights policies. The fact-finding presented a report, which the congressmen, et cetera, were a part of that, and they will present the report to the government. So, I mean, there are people who are challenging that sort of thing. I always like their documenting, listening, and you know, I haven't really taken part in the press conferences or that sort of thing.
So you're saying that the fact-finding mission, that part is separate to the other political work that's going on?
Well, I mean, it's hard to define. What we're arguing is what's politics and whether it's partisan politics. And the whole thing of the freedom of speech, the freedom to be able to express yourself. So,
You've been there for a very long time, as we've talked about, 27 years. What are the changes that you've seen in the last period of time?
The poverty is increasing here. The our fact finding found that, you know, there were extrajudicial, there were killings of people, particularly if they were environmentalists, that there were charges against farmers that there's no basis. These are all things that are happening.
You've decided to challenge this and to fight on. Why is this such an important battle for you?
I think there's two things. I think personally I want to stay here, and I don't see that I've done anything. Like, what I'm arguing is I haven't done anything inconsistent with what a foreign missionary can do, because we're always aware we're not supposed to get into partisan politics. The other one is I'm not the only one who's got cases. So there have been a few now. And so it's part of what is the role of church people here.
Now, the deportation order has accused you of openly and actively participating in activities, rallies, press conferences, fact-finding missions, which supposedly violated your terms and conditions of your missionary visa. If you were required, if you were able to stay and you were ordered not to be involved with these activities, is that something you'd consider?
Well, one of the things the lawyers are arguing is actually that's a breach of the constitutional right. There's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits that sort of thing. Under international law, there's nothing that's saying you shouldn't.
What sort of response have you received from the people that you've been working with for such a long time, the farmers you talk about, the people you've been advocating for? How have they reacted to what's happened to you?
Well, the reaction has been astounding to me. You know, the day that I was arrested, that very night, there was a whole lot of them came outside. The next day, there was people there. A lot of church people have come to visit, they've said masses, and the farmers are still, organising. Yesterday, when the order came out, there were a whole group of them went to the Bureau of Immigration. So it's been amazing, the number of messages I've received.
If you are forced to leave, would you resettle in Australia? What does the future hold for you?
I'm happy not to think about that far, but probably I'd resettle in Australia, yes.
It's been a very long time, though. I wonder on a very personal level how different that would be for you, because your life has been so dedicated to this work now for 27 years.
Yeah. I would find it very hard probably to adjust again. In theory, it's fine, but especially when it hasn't been in my planning at this stage of the piece.
What is in your planning at this stage in the piece? Do you see yourself as staying in the Philippines for many, many more years in your ideal scenario?
Well, at least for a few more years, because I'm not getting any younger.
You sound like you've got a lot of energy to me, Sister Patricia Fox.
Well, I'm described here as poor old fragile nun.
And yet you're not a poor old fragile nun at all, are you?
Really, no.
What sort of time frame are we talking about now in terms of your appeal? It's obviously 30 days that you have been told to happen pretty quickly, right?
Well, where the lawyers are planning on taking, they still insist, well, I think for a memorandum of reconsideration, and they're also still intending to file a counter affidavit within the 10-day period from the time that we got the order. So goodness knows what'll happen.
Well, we're all watching, that's for sure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.
That's Sister Patricia Fox joining us here on RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive.